What has been your experience in terms of side effects and tolerability of the two targeted agents, cetuximab and bevacizumab, in the metastatic setting?
I think that bevacizumab has less overall side effects. It clearly doesn't have the rash. It clearly doesn't have the fatigue that I sometimes see with cetuximab, the nail changes. So I would say bevacizumab has fewer common side effects. But again, to a certain degree, we also have to worry about sort of the rare side effects that we see. The cetuximab clearly has the rash, although I think that in most patients, we can control it fairly well with either clindamycin lotion, or I often use minocycline in the more severe cases. I would really like to get away from the loading dose, which I think causes most of the problems. And in fact, I have, in certain patients, gotten away from using the loading dose, particularly in patients who have seen the cetuximab at one point, then I have switched over to another treatment, and maybe I'm coming back with the CBI regimen at a later date, CBI being cetuximab, bevacizumab, and irinotecan. If I bring the cetuximab back, I'll often skip that loading dose. But I think that if one could just get away from that loading dose, we would see much less severe grade 3 toxicity or grade 3 folliculitis with the cetuximab. And then, of course, is the risk for allergic reactions. We've been very fortunate, knock on wood, that we have not had any severe anaphylactic reactions. But when I've lectured in other areas, I have heard of occasional patients who have died from anaphylactic reactions. And I think to a certain degree that may be due to the local ability of resuscitating patients. I would hope that at our institution, where we actually have a code team and we're actually pretty good, I think, at instituting emergency care, we would do fairly well in that situation. The problem is in a private practice where you may not have the same level or the same capabilities. I think that that is a risk. And I sent out an email, well, it's been probably about a year ago, to our nurses again, urging them not to lower the dose of the Benadryl. There had been a trend with our nurses to try to lower the dose of the Benadryl. Patients were very fatigued, they were sleepy, issues of getting a ride home, and it's just not worth it. We really need to stick with the dose of Benadryl, and at least through the first 8 treatments, I believe that it's still been the latest that we've seen a cetuximab reaction. So I would argue that 25, minimum 50 of Benadryl for cetuximab, particularly during the first few treatments, but that one continue the Benadryl all the way through and not stop it or reduce it further, except in very rare cases where patients have severe problems with Benadryl. But it's something to stay vigilant about.